This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Mixed. We have corn and soybean futures a touch lower off the session lows for now, but wheat higher. Some follow through on wheat futures after a strong finish last week with a driver in the Russian market being higher prices there. They have further advanced in their winter crop harvest like we are currently, and they're finding more disappointment than anything. It was just rewind back to 3 weeks ago. It was a negative for the market how high these estimates were rising for the Russian wheat crop. And now, again, some suffering of drought there throughout the season leaves these results a bit disappointing and bullish for the market. We are, though, as mentioned, finishing up our winter wheat harvest, and we've got more supply available, you know, than any point in the year, and we need to figure out how to use it from this point forward. A lot riding, of course, on trade demand and what's ahead. We'll have more of that these next couple of weeks with the next approaching tariff deadline on August 1st. But the uncertainty of it all probably limits gains and ultimately is a source of the downside pressure too for corn and soybeans right now.
What is some of the latest trade buzz? I know right now we don't have much in the way of concrete information, but we're always getting a trickle of information, at least in the way of maybe potentially rumor or at least a little bit of the news of what's happening behind the scenes.
Seems like the latest outcome is more of a negative, that being that the European Union announced retaliatory tariffs on U.S. grains.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next. With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more. September corn down 3.25 at $4.50. August soybeans down 6.75 at $10.08.25. August soybean meal up $1.10 at $2.71.60. August soybean oil down 73 cents at $55.34. On the Merck, August live cattle down 35 cents at $224.88. August feeder cattle down 85 cents at $326.75. August lean hogs up 38 cents at $107.73. Class 3 milk down 3 cents at $17.60. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.